The death of President Mills sent shockwaves across the globe, as reflected in tributes at the UN General Assembly. Members of the Assembly described the late Ghanaian leader as devoted, simple, humble, deeply knowledgeable, and a true patriot. Statements from the floor of the Assembly underlined late President Mills' effort at promoting the social and economic advancement of Ghanaians. The statements noted that the late President placed enormous emphasis on helping the underprivileged in society through various social interventions. Ghana's ambassador to the UN, Ken Kanda, described President Mills as honest and extremely humble.
Ghana has lost an illustrious and an indefatigable son, His Excellency Professor John Evans Atta Mills. He was taken ill suddenly around noon on Tuesday, 24th July. He was rushed to the military facility in the capital city. Unfortunately, he passed away around 14:15, barely 1.5 hours after he was taken ill. That day will go down in the history of Ghana as one of its saddest days. President Mills, in all respects, was honorable, honest, and above all, extremely humble.
Next was Botswana's representative to the UN. He said the late President Mills was a man of immense intellect.
Since assuming power in 2008, President Mills devoted his energy and attention to the transformation of Ghana and promoting Ghana's competitive edge in the global market. Professor John Atta Mills was also a man of immense intellect who was highly admired and respected throughout the African continent. In the legal profession, Professor Mills rose through the ranks to become an accomplished academic and mentor, and also a passionate scholar on taxation. He made quite a number of publications on the subject of taxation, which were sources of reference throughout Ghana and outside of Ghana.
The chargé d'affaires permanent mission of Germany, Miguel Berger, spoke on behalf of Western Europe and other states. He said with the death of President Mills, they're mourning a great statesman.
I have the honor to speak on behalf of the members of the group of Western European and other states. I wish to convey to the people and government of the Republic of Ghana our deepest condolences for the loss of their head of state, His Excellency John Evans Atta Mills. With the death of President Atta Mills, we are mourning the passing of a great statesman who led Ghana in times of prosperity and made his nation an anchor of stability. We were witnessing in Ghana the stable development of a democratic state. Under the wise leadership of John Atta Mills, Ghana has been a reliable partner for the United Nations, with a balanced and prudent engagement in the fragile region of Western Africa. The passing of President Atta Mills will leave a huge emptiness in the hearts of the Ghanaian people and his followers. We are convinced that the Ghanaian democracy, however, will overcome this loss, and that the planned elections in Ghana in December of this year will again show the world the mature state of Ghanaian political culture.
The permanent representative of Bosnia and Herzegovina to the UN, Zeljko Zukobratovic, also had this to say.
President Mills was an outstanding political figure on the African continent. He will be remembered for his leadership and dedicated service to his country on the path to its democratic and economic success. His efforts on the improvement of quality of living and human rights of his people have been widely recognized.
You heard the UN General Assembly paying tribute to late President